Good morning and welcome to Grace Chapel. Thank you for joining us today. Let us praise and worship the Lord.
This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. I will rejoice. I will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made.
We bring sacrifice and praise into the house. The Lord, we bring sacrifice and praise into the house of the Lord, and we offer unto you the sacrifices of thanksgiving, and we offer unto you the sacrifices of joy. We bring sacrifice and praise into the house of the Lord. We bring sacrifice and praise into the house of the Lord, and we offer unto you the sacrifices of thanksgiving, and we offer unto you the sacrifices of joy. This is the day.
This is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made.
Dear Lord, we ask that you open our eyes, that you open our hearts, Lord, that you give us the words that you want us to hear, not the ones necessarily that we want to hear. Father, bring to light what we do wrong so that we may learn how to walk with you always. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Lift him higher,
lift him higher than he's ever been before. Lift him up, praise his name, all ye people. Lift him higher than he's ever been before. Lift Jesus higher, lift Jesus higher. Lift him up for the world to see. He's edified, he lifted up on the earth, I will go. Lift him higher than he's ever been before. Lift him up, praise his name, all ye people. Lift him higher than he's ever been before. Hallelujah, for the Lord our God, the Almighty reigns. Hallelujah, for the Lord our God, the Almighty. And be glad and give all the glory unto him. Hallelujah. For the Lord our God, the Almighty reigns. Hallelujah. For the Lord our God, the Almighty reigns. Hallelujah. For the Lord our God, the Almighty. And be glad and give all the glory unto him. Hallelujah, for the Lord our God, the Almighty reigns.
Well, good morning. As we go on our ways and we walk on this earth, there are many things that try to distract us. But more often times, we cause our own distractions. One of the biggest distractions that we cause that hinder us in our walk is when we, and myself included, justify the things that we've done. When we have to sit there and make excuse, or to bring it around to where it's about us. Either what we can do, what we can't do, why we can or can't, and everything that's involved with it. These things can hold us back. These things can stop our walk. Because of our flesh, there's a lot of things we don't want to do. Because our flesh wants to sit there and wander around and do its own thing. But our spirit wants us to hold fast to the Lord. And as long as we allow other things to come in and distract us, including ourselves, it's hard to stay focused and rely on the Lord and what he can do, not only for us, but through us. The things he does for us, primarily, is so we can do things for him. Not do things on our own. For us to stay together of one mind with our body and our spirit, we have to focus. We have to stay locked in on the Lord. And we can't stay locked in if we're out there trying to justify ourselves. Same goes for witnessing. When you're witnessing to somebody and you're giving them the gospel, you don't have to add to it. You don't have to justify it. You don't have to justify yourself for giving them the word. You give it to them. If you feel the need to justify yourself, then you need to rethink what you're doing and who you're doing it for. If you're justifying, you're doing it for yourself. So when you witness and move on, unless they have a question. We try to justify ourselves in all ways, all the time. I know I'm guilty, and I'm sure everybody that is listening to this, if you think about it for a minute, you also would have to agree that you're guilty. So what I'm asking you to do is to focus. When you find yourself in that place where you start to justify yourself, stop. Take a look back and see why you wanted to justify it. And be honest and see what the true reason was. Our job on this earth is to help out those that Jesus wants the word delivered to. He will bring people to us, and it is our job to give them the gospel. It's the Holy Spirit's job to sit there and bring it to light in their lives. And it's up to them whether they accept it or they deny it. It has nothing to do with us. We're just the messenger. Later on, depending on what jobs you move into in a ministry, depends on what you would do after that. But as long as I justify myself or you justify yourselves, we're wrong. We need to step away from that. We need to concentrate on the Lord and what He wants us to do. Amen. That's all I've got this morning.
High. Lord, I love to sing your praises. I'm so glad you're in my life. I'm so glad you came to save us. You came from heaven to earth to show the way, from the earth to the cross, my death to pay. From the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky, Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I love to sing your praises. I'm so glad you're in my life. I'm so glad you came to save us. Came from heaven to earth to show the way, from the earth to the cross, my debt to pay, from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky, Lord, I lift your name on high. You came from heaven to earth to show the way, from the earth to the cross, my debt. From the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky, Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I lift your name on high.
Now, we have a special treat today. We have Ricky Utzler online, and he's going to be coming up and giving us some word. So welcome, Ricky.
Hello, everybody. Bob, thank you for that. That was highly optimistic in that whole special treat statement you made. I have to say it's a little bit odd being here in Arizona sitting in front of my two monitors is not, and not there physically with you guys. But praise the Lord, there's no distance in the Spirit of God. I've been listening to all the services this morning, and there's been such a common thread, starting with South Carolina, moving to Vermont, moving to through the Hour of Truth, and even Bob, as you were starting there in Texas. And this this constant refrain that I'm hearing, even from last week's Brother Davies preaching last week, which was awesome. I want to start in 1 John, if we can. Go to 1 John chapter 1, starting in verse 5. I give you guys a moment to get there. All right, so 1 John chapter 1, verse 5. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. There was a mention last week talking about the deceitfulness of sin, and one of the ways it's so deceitful is when we struggle and we fall, we think that, oh, that's it, we're done, we're toast, Pop-Tart in hell, there's no way we can come back. That's a lie. It's an utter lie, and it's meant to prevent you from attaining that which God has already set in motion for you to attain. Because it says here, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. See, his blood on the cross took away all sin, not just some, not just the first little bit, not just for other people. It took away all sins. It was complete and perfect in its atonement for all sin. It's there. What I've been listening to and what I've been dwelling on myself is that the Lord has put in place everything we need already. It's simply us walking in it. Dad made a statement, I call him Dad, I should refer to him as Brother Davey. Brother Davey made a statement last week. That's for those that listen online. He says, God's ways are to do what he says he'll do. And he focused on that. And I don't know how many people went back and listened to just how cool that is. God's ways are to do what he says he'll do. You know, this last Friday we were in Matthew 14. You know what? I'm not going to get there yet. Hold on. I'm jumping ahead. Let me go back to 1 John. Okay. Sorry, I was jumping ahead there. We go back to 1 John. So if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us. Verse 1, my little children, these things write I unto you that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. This is the scripture to back up what I was saying, that his atonement was sufficient. It was sufficient. It was complete. When he said on the cross, it is finished, guess what? It was finished. Done. We have to accept that. We have to believe that. We have to receive that. And we can receive that and believe that because we can go back up to verse 5 and we can see that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. He's not a trickster. He doesn't change the rules mid-game. He doesn't set us up to fail. That was such a key component of the end of the conference that we had, right? That God hasn't brought us here to fail. When he called Peter out of the boat, did he call Peter out of the boat saying, I can't wait to see him fall down? No. He didn't call him to fail. He called him to succeed. He's the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. And hereby we do know that we know him if, that tiny little word, if we keep his commandments. There was a lot of things we talked about in the conference, and what are the key commandments that we're called to keep? Love God, love one another. And that's not a philios love. It's an agape God and agape love one, agape one another, excuse me. And all of that is to put God first and put others before ourselves. We go on, it says here, and he that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. These statements that John are making, there is very little, there's no gray area, there's no wiggle room. It's either you are or you aren't. Jesus says, if you're not for me, you're against me. There's no middle road. If you go back up to the first part, it says that if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. If we come down here and it says, he that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments, if we know that his commandments are to put God first and put one another before ourselves, and we're not walking in those two commandments, we can't say we're where we need to be. We cannot claim that we're walking as God would have us to walk, or in where we are, where we're supposed to be with the Lord. We just can't claim that. In fact, it says here, the truth is not in him. Someone that says he's following God and doesn't do the basics, doesn't adhere to just the basics of loving God and loving one another, he's a liar. Now we can go back up to verse 9 in chapter 1. It says, if we confess our sins, if we find ourselves in that place, we can cry out to God and confess our sins. We can say, Lord, I have failed. And just as quick as Jesus reached out his hand to save Peter when he was in the boat, and he said, why did you doubt? That's what he said, right? Why did you doubt? But he was right there to get Peter, because Peter cried out to the Lord for help. And we find ourselves in the midst of that place, recognizing that, oh man, when the reality of it hits us, and we find ourselves sinking, we find ourselves drowning, that's where we absolutely cry out to the Lord, call out to the Lord, confess our sins to the Lord, and he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But whosoever, back now, verse 5 in chapter 2, but whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby we know that we are in him. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also so to walk, even as he walked. And that was the verse Friday night as we were talking in Bible study that really hit us as we were looking at Matthew 14. And that's where I would like to go next, is jump over to Matthew 14. I'm going to skip down to verse 12. And what happened between verse 1 and verse 12 is the story of Herod and the beheading of John the Baptist. And there's a whole lot of stuff that's in there, but I want to really get to this next part because it shows and it demonstrates that concept of ought to walk as he walked. So in verse 12, it talks about the disciples, and I believe this is John the Baptist's disciples, taking up the body, buried it, and then they went and told Jesus. And when Jesus heard of it, he departed thence by ship into a desert place apart. And when the people had heard thereof, they followed him on foot out of the cities. And when Jesus went forth, he saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion toward them, and he healed their sick. Now, as we were talking about this Friday night, Jesus and John had a connection that preceded their birth. And I'm making an assumption here. But when it talks about Jesus going into a desert place apart, I think he wanted to just get alone for a little bit. I think he just wanted some time. And I think about myself in this, and I got to tell you that sometimes I want time, and it's not for any noble reason. It's not because someone is critical or is important or someone I care about as much as Jesus, John the Baptist, has just passed away and I need to go spend time with my Heavenly Father. Gosh, it's never that noble. It's just I want me time. And how selfish is that? But here's what happens, and this is where the demonstration of Christ gives us an example of how we should be. And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion toward them, and he healed their sick. How many times do we take what we want to do and let that supersede having compassion on someone that needs Jesus? I speak of myself. I know that way too often I've made the wrong choice in those situations. And part of what we were learning at the conference, and part of it's not an option. It's not some sort of optional thing that it's not an accessory that, like, when you buy a car, you have options you could put on it. No, this is sort of like the engine. It's really important. You can't put yourself first. You can't. It just can't be something that exists if you're going to serve the Lord. If you're going to be a minister to God, you cannot be first in your life. He has to be first in your life. In your life. In fact, he has to be your life. There's really no sort of scale of position. It's just, it's you have your life or you have Jesus. And if you choose Jesus, then he's your life. There is no sort of other compartmentalization that you can do of other things. It's just Jesus. And Jesus saw this great multitude, and he moved with compassion toward them, and he healed their sick. There's other stuff here. I don't know how much more I want to go into this now, because it's really been talked about a lot in the previous services. But as you go on through here, you see Jesus really instructing his disciples. One of the things that came out, which I thought was pretty cool, because I had never really seen it. I'm sure probably I've been told it, that never really, the light bulb never went off until this Friday. We were kicking it around and we're going through these passages and we see Jesus is teaching his disciples in a this real sort of instructor type of position. And even here, when he tells them, you know, they say, hey, there's a bunch of people, they're hungry. And Jesus says, you feed them. And immediately they go, say, what? Who's got the Visa card? You know, and it's a long way to town. They hadn't made that transition yet. They hadn't made that transition to what Brother Davey said, God's ways are to do what he says he'll do. Man, if the creator of the universe says you feed him, do you know what that means? That you can feed him. It's already been handled. It's already been done. Bill's already been paid. Process is already done. Go do it. It's done. And then what did he do? He didn't throw them away because they didn't get it. No, he takes them aside and he instructs them on how to do it. And the same sort of thing happens with Peter when he goes to the boat, or he comes out of the boat. mean, he didn't throw Peter away. He reached down after Peter cried unto him for help. He reached down and he pulls him up. Paul said something that was extremely profound, Paul Muller. And I know, well, I won't pick on Paul right now. I was going to, but I won't. And he said this. He said, try, and hopefully I get this pretty close. To try and mess up is not failure. It's education. And as we were going through Matthew 14, and actually as I go back and look at Jesus' interaction with his disciples in my head, it's exactly what's going on. He's educating them of how to – let me go back to John so I don't screw up that verse. 1 John 2:6. He's spending time and he's investing time into them so that they know what it is to walk even as he walked. You know, we're going to try it. And sometimes we're going to get it right. And sometimes we're going to screw it up. But if you screw it up, he's already made even a provision for that. But if you don't try at all, then you're going to be like the story of the talents and the guy who buried it. Wasn't even willing to put it in the bank to earn interest. And it did not work out well for him. Like the Lord can work with us when we're trying. I mean, when we're putting an effort, when we're stepping out, and try is probably the wrong word, but when we're stepping out and making an effort, even if we slip and fall, even if we make errors along the way, we're moving forward. It's a lot easier to adjust something that's in motion than to turn something that's at a dead stop. God is gracious. He's loving. He's caring. If we go and I look at this, walk even as he walked, how did he walk? Well, he walked as a provider. He walked as an instructor. He walked as a warrior. He walked in compassion. He walked in power. And the list goes on and on and on and on. And we have the instruction. If we go out there and we make a mistake, that's not a failure. It's not ultimate failure. If we learn from it, it's just education. And we can get up and move on. And the lie of the enemy that would tell us that there's no hope, we know it's a lie, and we can reject that lie, and we don't have to stay there because God is good, and he loves us, and he hasn't called us to fail. And that's all I have for today.
Amen. Thank you very much, Ricky, for your word today.
Amen. You all are very, very welcome. Praise the Lord.
Higher and higher, and he shall be. I'm trading my sickness.
I'm trading my pain. I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, amen. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, amen.
Dear Lord, we just thank you today. We thank you for the words that we've received. We thank you for the ability to have Brother Ricky come up and also preach with us, even though he's miles away. We thank you, Lord. We just thank you, Lord. We love you. We praise your name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen.